ఓం శాంతి. వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్. సో అవర్ నెక్స్ట్ టాపిక్ ఇస్ అబౌట్ ఈగో అండ్ అటాచ్మెంట్. హౌ టు ఓవర్కమ్ ఈగో అండ్ అటాచ్మెంట్. అండ్ ద మార్నింగ్ టాపిక్ వాజ్ అబౌట్ సెల్ఫ్ కాన్షియస్. సెల్ఫ్ కాన్షియస్ ఉస్కే పేలే వాలా, క్యూకి ఆజ్ ఏక్ ఆన్లైన్ భీ హో గయా నా బీచ్ మే ఎక్స్ట్రా క్లాస్. పరమాత్మా కా పరిచయ థా, రైట్? సో ఆత్మా ఇస్ హియర్, ఠీక్ హే? ఆత్మా కహా హే సభీ బతాయే, కహా హే యా. అండ్ పరమాత్మా, ఠీక్ హే? సో నౌ లెట్స్ టెస్ట్ యువర్ అటెన్షన్, ఓకే? సబ్ ఖడే హో సక్తే హే థోడా సా? యెస్, కెన్ వి ఆల్ స్టాండ్ అప్? లెట్ అస్ టెస్ట్ యువర్ అటెన్షన్. సో వెన్ ఐ సే ఆత్మా, కహా దిఖాయేంగే? Where will you show? And Paramatma? Atma? Paramatma? Atma? Paramatma? Atma? Paramatma? Paramatma? Atma? Atma? Paramatma? Atma? Paramatma? Paramatma? Atma? Atma? Paramatma? Atma? Atma? Okay, good. So pass. Thank
best,
you.
Best result so far in yes. any group. Yes. You can clap,
so you can clap for yourself.
Best result so far.
You can clap for yourself. Sab pass ho gaye. Okay. So shall we begin, Didi? Yes.
Om Shanti. How was Amrit Vela today? Everyone was here? Everyone? Anyone experienced today this much better than yesterday? Very good. See how simple it is. So if in one day it gets this much better than yesterday, then it will get this much, this much, this much. Simple. Chalo, let's do it in 30 seconds now. Don't even need to sit straight. Suppose you're sitting in the office. Okay, this is not something we will do only in the morning or sitting in a meditation room. We will do this exercise anytime, anywhere. Anytime, anywhere. Many times in a day. What this little exercise, I'm going to call it exercise and not meditation. Meditation is when I take a little time and do it. Exercise is 10 seconds, 20 seconds. And this 10, 20 seconds can be done any time in the day. And each time we are doing it, so just see what we are actually doing is, each time I just create a thought, I am a soul, and then you can put whichever quality you want to put out of those seven. Which were the seven qualities of the soul? Order. First one is purity. Till there is purity, there is no peace. Purity means mansa, vacha, karam, pure. Every thought, pure, clean. Koi daag nahi. Clean. So when there is purity, there is automatically peace. That is automatically soul power, power. That's automatically love. If I create a tainted thought, that's when all these qualities disappear. So first is purity. Then comes peace with that. That makes me the soul powerful, so that is power. Then fourth is it radiates out as love. Fifth is I become always happy. So happiness. Sixth is very deep. It is wisdom gets activated. Knowledge. Living in a world where we're so used to looking for everything outside. And if there's any issue of our life, we are used to talking to people. But when we start meditation and we start cleaning our thoughts, and there's no clutter here, there's no noise, so what will automatically start happening? When there's clutter here, I'm not sure what to do, what not to do. But when this clutter is cleaned, and my thoughts become three words, think right, think less, think slow. So when these three words start happening in a natural way throughout the day, what is automatically the next thing that's going to happen? intuition will start working. So that intuition is wisdom, the sixth quality of the soul, intuition. The word itself is intuition. So a tutor who is inside. That intuition knows everything that is right for us. But why I am not able to experience that intuition, why I am not able to tap into it? Because there is so much noise. Look at the, jaise river hota hai, if it is silent, then you can see everything that is there in the riverbed. But if it is turbulent, you can see nothing. The jewels are still there, but you will not be able to see anything only because that top layer of the water is turbulent. Just silence that top layer and you can see everything below. So when I silence this conscious mind, my intuition will get tapped. And when you start connecting to that supreme power, whom we call Shiv Baba. Baba means father. So when we are saying Baba, we are not referring to a human figure. When we are saying Baba, we are always referring to the Nirakar Paramatma, because he is our parent. When we say Bhagwan, Ishwar, it all sounds very distant. Like, suppose someone is a doctor, the whole world will call them doctor. But their children don't say doctor sahab aagaye. No, na? What will they say? Papa aagaye, mummy aagaye. So Bhagwan, Ishwar, Allah, this is his title. But we are not going to call him by title. So the minute we say Baba, it just all becomes very close. So the second thing that we will be able to do when we start silencing here is not just tap our intuition, that's one part that will start happening, but the second part that will start happening is you will be able to catch the signals from the divine power. You want to get answers from there? Do you want to get answers from there? And answers not to big problems in life, answers to normal day-to-day thinking also. You just have to create just like you would talk to your parent. It's just like you would talk to your parent. So Raj Yoga is about a relationship between the highest power and I, the soul. A relationship of a parent-child, a relationship of a friend and a friend, any relationship. But it is a relationship. And in a relationship, the conversation is two-sided. Till today, we were only used to it that we will stand in the mandir, pray to God, look at the time ho gaya and chalo. We don't pause to see, is there something that I need to hear from there? So that is meditation. Meditation is a two-way communication. How many of us have experienced telepathy? Almost everyone must have experienced, na? Humne kisi ko phone kiya, unka phone aa gaya. We spent 2 minutes arguing, kisne phone kiya tha? I said, I called you. The brother said, no, I called you. So how was it possible? Ye kaise ho sakta hai ke two people will pick up and dial at exactly the same time? Kaise hua? How does that happen? Chalo, it's very easy. Because they were already thinking of calling. And the minute you create a thought of calling the other person, if the other person's ear clutter is silent, line is free, they'll catch your thought. So many times we must have experienced that when we were in school, and you must be experiencing with your children, that in school we used to say, mujhko aaj ye khana hai, mujhko aaj ye khana hai, mujhko aaj ye. And ghar jao and that is there for you. And it's like, oh, how did you come to know ke mujhko ye khana hai? Because we were creating a thought for the parent. And because the parent is very connected to us, the parent will catch that thought and that parent will cook that same thing what was on my mind. How many experienced this? Intuition and telepathy. Now, this is telepathy between a soul and another soul. Does it work, this telepathy? Soul and another soul. Raj Yoga is a telepathy between soul and the Supreme Soul. Is the same relationship possible there? Yes. Which one is easier, this one or that one? Which one is easier, telepathy between soul and soul or telepathy between soul and supreme soul? Which one is easier? Sachi? Okay. then experience this in these next 2 days before you leave. If there's anything on your mind, if there's any decision to be taken, if there's anything to be surrendered, say it up there. Say it up there. But the criteria is, then stop thinking about it. If a parent says, if a child says something to the parent, then the child doesn't have to think about it. Maine mummy papa ko bol diya, ho gaya. And ho gaya doesn't mean ki wo kaam ho jayega. Ho gaya means the answer will come. The answer will come. But then I should not have any preference to the outcome. So the best way of living life in these current times, where there's so much uncertainty outside, and what we experience in the way we live is, any decision to be taken, I don't take a decision. I just have to say, aap bata dena kya sahi hai. And chhod dete hain uske baad. Ye nahi ki aap kar dena. No. Karna is going to be our karam. Lekin aap bata dena, matlab rishta hai to fir utna to use karna chahiye. To aap bata dena ki kya sahi hai, and after that stop thinking about it. But it will work if I don't have a preference that ye nahi ye hona chahiye. Earlier what we used to say, Bhagwan ji ye kara dena. Meri naukri is company mein lagwa dena. Abhi nahi bolna aisa. Bolna aap bata dena ki kaun si company theek hai, teen se aayi ho ye letter. Don't choose. If you choose, then he will not guide you. He will say, tumne to choice kari li, to mera kya kaam bacha abhi. You've chosen. So it's either you choose or you just surrender and ask. So this is surrender. Surrender means these are my options, I have no idea. And for surrender, I have to surrender my intelligence, which says, I know what is right. I have to surrender my intelligence. We just have to experiment it once, experiment it twice, experiment it 5 times. After that, you will not have to surrender your intelligence. It will start becoming normal for you, because always you will get magical answers and you will say, oh, how did I not think of this? How did I not think of it? So surrender is the most beautiful way of living life. But who will be able to surrender? Who thinks right, thinks less, thinks slow. If there's too much clutter in my mind, I'm not able to surrender. So Rajyog is telepathy between me and Baba. Communication. Whatever is on your mind, share, tell, ask. Start a relationship. It might happen on the first day, it might not happen on the first day, because we still have to start a relationship. But the only thing we have to do is become like a child. Bachcha banna hai. Bachcha wo hota hai jisko kuch nahi aata hai. अब हमें सब कुछ आते हुए कुछ नहीं आता है उस पर शिफ्ट करते हैं. एंड देन वी विल नॉट जस्ट हैव इंट्यूशन, बट दिस इज कॉल्ड गेटिंग अ टचिंग फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम पावर. इट विल जस्ट कम टू यू के ये करो विद कंप्लीट क्लैरिटी. इट विल कम, ये करो. एंड यू विल से लाइक, ये करना है? हाँ, ये करो. पहली बार बहुत डर लगता है वो करने के टाइम, बिकॉज समटाइम्स द टचिंग इज वेरी इलॉजिकल. Illogical matlab, it's not matching with my intelligence, which is saying this is right. And then you do it once and twice and thrice. And after that, ab agar wahan se touching mil gayi, jaake kuwe mein kood jao, I'll go and jump tomorrow. Because I know wahan bhi kuch hai. It is that clean and clear, crystal clear. So when we start this connection, first thing, purity, peace, power, love, happiness, wisdom. And last is bliss. Bliss means ati indriya sukh. Indriya means sense organs. Ati indriya sukh. Beyond the senses. You don't need anything through the senses to feel nice in life. You say, life is bliss. Yesterday Mohit Bhaiya used that word many times. Life is bliss. Bliss, matlab it is not dependent at all on the outer outcomes, on anything going through. Ati indriya sukh, indriyon se pare ka sukh. So every time we are doing this drill, We are going to say, I am a, fill in the blank, take one of those qualities and say, I am a pure soul, I am a powerful soul, I am a knowledgeful soul, I am a peaceful soul. So even if I just take one thought and I hold on to that thought, gradually I will be able to hold on to that for 2 seconds, 3 seconds. Now what is exactly the benefit of this? What is happening? That when I am doing this, soul power is increasing, and the more soul power is increasing, I am shifting from being ego conscious to becoming soul conscious. And if I am shifting from becoming ego conscious to soul conscious, then all the vices, which means all the weaknesses, will automatically start. Now, open your diary, we are going to write a definition of ego. Why we are going to write a definition? Because we are going to work on this. We are going to work on this. Ego is attachment. Attachment to a wrong image of myself. Ego is attachment to a wrong image of myself. We have understood ego in a very different way. We thought ego means only somebody who is like this, so that is ego. We say, look how much ego is, kitna sar upar kara hua hai, ego hai. Ego is not only that. Ego is attachment to a wrong image of myself. Which are the wrong images that we were attached to? Make a list below that. You will get your list of ego there. Wrong images that I was attached to. I am a list, body, role, position, education, designation, degree, possession, wealth, property, status, religion, nationality. I am an Indian. We change it to India is my country. Because when I say I am an Indian, I look at the other person, you are a. And when I say I am this and you are this, here. I am a soul. You are a soul. Each one is a soul. That is Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Without soul consciousness, Vasudeva Kutumbakam is not possible. Because in everything we are different from the other person. I am rich, you are poor. I am this, you are this. I am Hindu, you are Muslim, you are Christian. Everything is dividing us. There is only one thing that will unite us. I am a soul, you are a soul, you are a soul, you are a soul. Children of the one parent. Atma, Atma, Bhai, Bhai, Paramatma ke bacche. That is Vasudeva Kutumbakam. So ego is attachment to a wrong image of myself. So ego and attachment words go side by side. So wherever there is ego, there will be an attachment. Wherever there is attachment, there is an ego. Now let's make a list of deeper attachments. What all are we attached to? Bahut easy hai, sochte jao. Relationships. That's where that came in the body conscious list, na? Relationship. When I say, I am the parent, this is my child, I'm actually connecting to the child through body consciousness, through ego consciousness. But when I say, I am a soul, another soul, and this is my seva to nurture this soul, everything changes. Everything changes. First, there is no my child. It's not my child. It's a soul on a journey. I am a soul on a journey, they are a soul on a journey. And in this drama right now which is going on, that means the script that is going on, I the soul am playing this beautiful path of getting the opportunity to nurture these souls. So we shift from ownership to trustee, become a trustee at home. Not this is mine, I am a trustee. Trustee takes beautiful care of everything, but trustee always remembers, this doesn't belong to me. This doesn't belong to me. So relationships, attachment, deeper. One is like, we know, these are the attachment, deeper. Attachment to? वो तो हो गया, लिख लिया वो, deeper now. Attachment to my idea, very very important. My idea is right, is an attachment to my idea. And that's why if someone doesn't accept my idea, I get hurt. So wherever there's an attachment, and if it doesn't work, there's obviously going to be hurt, there's going to be pain, there's going to be anger. And wherever there is attachment, there is fear. Attached. Where's my phone? Ha. Suppose this is a phone, this is an instrument, I'm separate. I'm using the phone, it's fine. But if I get attached to this phone, like this, then I'm not just using the phone, but while using this, I'm fearing that if something happens to this, then it's not just happening to this, it's happening to me because I am attached to this phone. So attachment will always live with fear. Fear of losing. So if you see, all the list will get connected. Attachment will lead to fear of losing. What all do we fear losing? Fear losing role, position, wealth, people. And the deepest fear, losing my body. Fear of death. So whatever I got first, I got attached to it the most, and then I fear losing that the most. It comes in order. I, the soul, first get this body. And so my attachment is deepest to this body, and that is so deep that I have forgotten that I'm using this body. I think I am the body. That's the level of attachment with the body. So wherever there is attachment, there will always be fear of losing, and we can literally live our entire life in fear of losing. So fear of losing role, position, status. What happens when somebody retires? And if they've always held on to a designation. So even after retirement, they'll write chota sa, X, there. Because their identity is in that designation, the role and position. And if I am not that designation, then what am I? So we will hold on to that designation. So ego, attachment, fear, go hand in hand. Attachment to what people think about me. One is attachment to my own idea. Attachment to an image of what people should have about me. And that's where validation comes in. That is where appreciation. Just write it down. Everything is not going to get solved today. It's very deep. But we should know that this is my attachment, and then it will be easy to work on it. Attachment to an image that I have of myself. Attachment to what image people should have about me. Log mere bare mein kya sochte hain? Duniya mein kehte hain, sabse bada rog kya kahenge log? Wo sabse bada rog hai, matlab it's a cause of most pain. Kya kahenge log? So attachment to an image of what people should have about me. And that's why we have this long list of expectations. They should behave like this, they should do like this, they should do like this, they should do like... We are writing a script in our mind of how people should be to me. Right or wrong? Right or wrong? Even if when there is a conflict going on, even if it's with your spouse, if you check your thoughts would actually be saying they should say this, they should be speaking like this, they should have not said like this. Itni der mein agar apna script likh lete na, conflict khatam ho jata. But we are writing their script in our head, and they are writing our script. And because we are most of the time writing each other's script, we don't pause to write our own script. How I should think. What is the best thought in this situation right now? What is the best word to be spoken right now when this person is in pain? I'm not thinking of that. If I just take 1 second to think, I know all the right answers. Who doesn't know the answer? Everybody knows the answer. But our mind is busy writing their script. They should have not said this. They could have said it another way. Even if they had to say it, they could have said it little politely. और पूरा उनका स्क्रिप्ट है जी एक्सपेक्टेशन. सो योर माइंड इज ओनली थिंकिंग दैट राइट. सो दिस इज अ स्टेज, देर इज अ ड्रामा गोइंग ऑन हियर एंड लेट्स से देर आर फाइव एक्टर्स ऑन दिस स्टेज. Every actor is going to say only their script. Yes or no? Yes? Sure? Certain? Do they have to bother about the other person's script? No. But if every actor just continues saying their script, the drama is going to be absolutely smooth. Now, out of those five actors, if one actor makes a mistake, let's say forgets their lines, or let's say is saying the wrong words, what are the other actors going to do? Come on, go back to the days when we did drama in school on stage. Easy hai. Huh, Pooja, what are the other actors supposed to do? One person forgotten their lines. That's it. Now underline, write this in your diary now. If one person is saying the wrong lines or forgotten their lines or is not saying the lines that should be said, the other people don't stop and say, why are you doing this? No, the drama has to continue. So they will focus only on their right lines, and their right lines will then guide that person who has forgotten those lines to start speaking the right lines. And that's when the drama will go on very smoothly. But for that, every actor on the stage has to only and only focus their part, their lines. And if each one is just focusing on their part and their lines, it's harmony. It's harmony. But if each one is correcting the other one, the drama will become chaotic. So can we do this when we go home, focusing on our lines? Mujhe kya kehna hai isme? Not unko kya kehna chahiye tha. If I know unko kya kehna chahiye tha, then I should also know mujhe kya kehna chahiye. If I'm so good at writing the other person's script, I might as well use that skill to write my own script. But I am only correcting, so I'm just critical and judgmental about the other person in my mind. In my mind. Why? Because of my attachment to the image of what I have, of what the other person should be to me. My husband should be like this. My child should be like this. Absolutely right. They should be. But now to remember. Now we are going to go one step deeper. Husband, wife, child, parent, sibling, everything is just the role. It's just the role. Who's playing the role? Who's playing the role? The soul is playing the role. This is that first step of change in consciousness in relationships. Not my wife, my husband, my child should be my way because my way is the right way. I know what it, yes, we know what is right for them. But to remember, they are a soul on a journey. We knew the word Atma even before we came here. There's nobody who heard the word Atma before, we did not know when they came. But we never used that word Atma in life. The word Atma was used only when somebody left the body and or we went for a Bhutka movie. Atma bhatak rahi hai. That's the only two times we've used the word Atma. And the reality is, main Atma hoon, ye Atma hai, ye Atma hai, ye Atma hai, ye Atma hai. Now it will strange, sound strange right now to begin with. But after a few days, it will become your natural consciousness. Then it will become your natural vocabulary. It has become so much of our natural vocabulary now that when we are talking amongst each other and we say, wo atma jo aa rahi hai na, usko bulana ek minute. We will not say, us ladke ko bulana, ladki ko bulana. We don't talk like that. And not that now we are not practicing it. It's just become vocabulary. So it's only a shift of consciousness, and the shift of consciousness will shift in way of thinking, that will shift in the way of speaking. You don't have to go to office and say, wo atma hai, no you don't. But you have to remember ke wo atma hai. Now what will happen if I remember ke wo atma hai? Anything will change? Do one thing, close your eyes, 30 seconds. Go to office. Okay, don't go top first. First come at the gate, any office building. You're in your car. Come up to the gate of the office. Just stop there at the gate. Visualize this. You see, its visualization is very easy. Just see yourself at the gate of the office. And there is a bhaiya at the gate. See yourself with the bhaiya at the gate. And now go enter into the office. There is someone at the front desk, welcoming you with a lovely smile. Now go on to the first floor. There's the manager of the office. Unse baat kare. Visualize, don't just think, visualize. We have to activate our power of visualization. And now go on the top floor. It's the head of the organization there. Just let's do a repeat. Bhaiya at the gate, front desk, manager, and the chairman or the head of the organization. Okay, come back. 1, 2, 3, 4. We met 4 people. Are we the same with all 4? Are we the same with all 4? Are we the same with all 4? What was different? Okay, out of the 4, which one was my nature? Because it changed 4 times, na? Char bar badle, thoda sa badle, it's very little slight change, but 4 time we changed. Which out of the 4 is my nature? Gate, front desk, manager, head of the office. Which out of the 4, how I was with them, is my actual nature? 한지? No, as of now, which was my nature out of the 4? Every answer is right, just have an answer. Even the best version that we are in front of the CEO is not truly our best version, because there we are saying, that's not our best version. Because there I have a trace of, and at the gate I have a trace of. Why? Because 4 times we were connecting to 4 different roles. Now go back again. I the soul at the gate, I the soul meeting another soul at the front desk, I the soul meeting another soul at the first floor, I the soul meeting another soul at the top floor. Will anything change? Will anything change in my behavior now? What will be different? First I changed 4 times. Now how many times will I change? Now how many times will I change? Now I will be the same always. This is my nature. Nature means which doesn't change. Nature is our dharam. Purity, peace, power, love, the 7 qualities is our dharam. That is the religion, the quality, the duty of the soul. And so when soul conscious, my dharam comes into my karam. When dharam and karam is aligned, then we become karam yogi. Today we think dharam only means a religious practice. Karam mein to kuch bhi karo. That is the karam. So wo dharam alag ho gaya and karam alag ho gaya. Dharam and karam has to walk hand in hand like this. And so what every religion was teaching us was also this: purity, peace, power, beauty. Now, is it okay, is it possible to meet that bhaiya at the gate with this consciousness, I am a soul talking to another soul? Yes? Now, look at the difference. Will it be possible back in Delhi, Bombay, Hyderabad, Bangalore to live like this? Think, sutra. Now see the difference. The bhaiya at the gate will open the gate for you. You don't have to open the gate for him. The sister at the front desk will stand for you. You don't need to stand for her. The person on the top floor, you will stand for them. They don't need to stand for you. This is all regard for the role. And regard of the role is as per society norms. But that is regard for the role, respect for the soul. So I can stand for somebody, somebody else can stand for me, but my thought for them or my way of talking to them or my behavior for them will not change. That will remain the same. So mansa, vacha, karmana keep the purity for the soul. Baki all this bahya regard is for the role, position, the age, the relationship. They are elder to me, you'll touch their feet. They'll not touch your feet. So that is all regard. So there are two different words. Respect and regard is different. Regard for the role, respect for the soul. Regard is in the doing, respect is in the being. Difference. If I am in my ego consciousness, then even when I am on the top floor, I am pulling the chair for the chairman, I'm opening the door for him, I'm doing all that. But internally, I may not be creating the purest thought for that person. And so I may be giving regard, but I'm not radiating respect. So now separate these two words, because we've actually started calling regard as respect. Respect karo unki, uth jao. Respect karo unki, darwaza kholo. Uth jao, darwaza kholo is not respect, that is regard. Respect means when my every thought for that soul is pure, that is respect. When it is only pure energy radiating for me, completely, there is no milavat in that, that is respect, highest energy. So now the first step of soul consciousness, not getting entangled in roles, not changing because someone is here or someone is here. To remember that is a role. Like any movie, a role could be different. But the actor? So the bhaiya at the gate may be playing the role of a security guard. But the soul is beautiful. Pure soul. Powerful soul. But sometimes we don't even look at them. Forget smile. But even if we look at them, what is the consciousness with which we are looking at them? Security guard. Gone. Vibration changed. Vibration changed. The bhaiya who probably drives your car for you. The behen who probably comes to clean your house. That's just a role. So just like a movie, everybody playing different roles, but the actor is the soul. And now come home with the same consciousness. Spouse, children, parent is just the role. That relationship is also just the role in this drama. Who is playing the role? A soul. If I only start with this one step, a lot is going to start changing. A lot is going to start changing. I will neither feel inferior, I will neither feel superior, I will neither feel the need of validation or approval from other people. No. And dheere dheere I will create that power that I will not get affected by their behavior also. Now, next step. Put your finger here. I'm a soul on this journey. Now, what's your age? Anybody, say out your age. Pooja, what's your age? 30? 35. Anybody else? What's your age? Say it out. 38, 44, 45, 50 is the age of my body. Now Pooja, what is your age? 35 is the age of your body. What is my age? What is my age? Prathmesh, what is your age? My body is how old? 14 years old. What's your age? I cannot what? Socho, everybody, it's very easy. 30, sara to answer de diya aapko. 30, 40, 50, 60 is the age of my body. What is my age? Very good. So next time you go back and somebody says, what's your age? Bolo, ageless. Actually ageless, no? Eternal. Hum kehte, no, oh, they asked me my age. Usi se upset ho jate hain. They asked me my age. It's the age of my body. Energy neither gets created nor gets destroyed. And that is why when someone leaves the costume, Panditji comes and says, Atma ajar amar avinashi hai. And we are saying, wo mar gaye, wo mar gaye. Panditji is saying, wo amar hai. We say, wo mar gaye, wo mar gaye. In this yajna, we never use the word wo mar gaye. We say, Atma apna purana shari chodkar aage chali gaye. So how old are we? How old are we? Ageless, eternal time. Now put the finger here. I, the soul, have been in this body for this 30, 40, 50 years. Now, where was I before I came into this body? I was in another body. So now just take out this Atma from here and just visualize it in another body here. Now see what happens. In this body, new earlier body, different family, different situations, different paristhiti, different environment, maybe a different city, maybe a different country, maybe a different religion, maybe a different culture. Everything must have been different for me. Before that, where was I? In another body. Again, different family, different situations, different culture. Where was I before that? Before. So I, the soul, now this will help you to understand yourself. And most important, this will help you to start understanding other people. When we say, my husband, my son, my... We are looking at it only this, 30, 40, 50 years. This is how they should be. They are not 30, 40, 50 years. They are an eternal soul on a long, long journey. Birth does not happen. That is only the birth of the body. So the what gets created in the womb of the mother for 9 months is the body. The soul doesn't take 9 months over there. The soul just enters like this in second, third or some month like that. But the body. So what you are seeing in the ultrasound every time you're going to the doctor, you're only seeing body development. Not the child's development. The body of the child's development. Child is the soul who will enter into that costume. Now, most important, when I, the soul, enter into the costume of my mother, what am I carrying with me? Have I come with something? So when we go for a funeral, everybody says, kya lekar gaye? Sab to piche hi reh gaya. And dunya kehti hai, khali haath aaye, khali haath jayenge. Not true. Khali haath aaye, khali haath jayenge is only to what everything is visible with this eye. So hamara piche kya kya chhootne wala hai? Let's decide that. What all are we going to leave behind when I, the soul, leave this costume? All the attachments. Let's make a list. Pata hona chahiye what all is temporary in life? Property, designation, people, relationships, body. Everything is left behind. What is going to go with me? My sanskar and my karam. Dono haath aise rakho, aur is pe rakho. Ye haath, sanskar and karam. The only thing which goes with me. And is haath, everything that I can see. Which one is more powerful? And which one we do pay attention only to all our life? And which is very important. But what are we going to do when we return from here? We'll pay a lot of care to this side which is going to be left behind. But priority will always be this which is permanent. Achieve, work hard, do everything, take lot of care of your children, family, everything. But while doing that, my every sanskar and every karam has to be right. Not achieve with stress. Get work done with anger. Parenting children with attachment. Then this side also is not very flourishing right now, but still, even if it's doing very good, this side is going. Can we do this now in life? Take care of this? Priority is this. This is what was lemon in that spoon. this is that lemon in that spoon. Yesterday we saw nimbu chamach race, that lemon should not fall, which means I should not do anything incorrect with my sanskar and karam, because it is this sanskar and karam which is creating my destiny in this body also. And when I, the soul, leave this costume, this is the only thing which will go with me. And I, the soul, enter the womb of the mother. Within a few months, a baby is born. And within a couple of days, Panditji makes a Janampatri. How many of you have a Janampatri? Huh. So that Janampatri is the Janampatri of the child? Is that Janampatri the Janampatri of the baby? The baby? No, I have not done any karma in that costume. How can they have my destiny there? That Janampatri is the Janampatri of the soul who has entered into that baby costume. So now fix this. My last second in this body is my closing balance sheet. And I, the soul, enter into the womb of the mother, baby born, Janampatri, opening balance sheet. And the opening balance sheet is identical to the closing balance sheet. So my this hand of sanskar and karam is not just important now. It is also important because my next destiny is starting with this. So when the baby is born, Panditji will show us the Janampatri. Panditji will say, ye bahut achha hai, lekin ye se ye tak thoda bhari hai. Ye aur ye thoda bhari hai. Ye sab bhari kahan se aaya? Ye sab bhari kahan se aaya? Jo jo humne abhi let go nahi kiya, wo bhari hai and it's going with us. It is going with us. So can we create this little shift that I will be best in the doing? This hand is the doing. Even parenting is a doing. But while doing what I am doing, the being will be perfect. Atma perfect should be priority. Karam automatically perfect ho jayega. Today we are putting so much effort in parenting and yet the world is saying that mental health issues in children are increasing. How is it with so much effort, with so much we earned for them, we gave them all the comforts? Can you tell one reason why they are going through so much pain, anxiousness and anxiety? And this is only going to increase. Ye abhi kam hone ka koi sign nahi dikha raha. This is only going to increase. Why? Too much of? Too much of care has reduced the... No, care is a very good word. Just think. Visualize. I, the soul, the battery. Child, the soul, the battery. Why is that battery a little fluctuating? Why? Because the batteries around them who are supposed to charge them, they are coming home every evening saying, don't ask how bad my day was today. They're actually competing with each other how stressed I am. And so both parents come. See, go back to 20-30 years back. First of all, itna work mein stress hota nahi tha. Again, most of us came from families where probably one parent was working and the other was not. How many parenting done that way? Most of us came from family where grandparents were also living. Can you see the difference? We as children were brought up with probably one parent at home and also grandparents and probably also uncles and aunties. Imagine how much emotional vibrational strength we got. Then there was one parent who was coming home in the evening, a little stressed or whatever. That did not impact us too much because we had so much energy around us and this family also cooked for us. So hamara ann ka quality bhi kaisa tha? Ekdam aisa. Now cut to today, both parents working. Which is not a problem at all. But both parents coming home saying, I am stressed. I am fatigued. And creating anger during the day. And creating fear during the day. And creating insecurity of job during the day. And creating jealousy at work. And bringing it home. And talking about people, being judgmental about people, bringing that energy home. And no grandparents in many families today. So what do you think exactly is the vibration your children are getting? And then going home into the kitchen in that state of mind and saying, kya musibat hai, abhi khana bhi banana padega. देन सिंह छोड़ो ना, क्या बनाना, ऑर्डर कर दो इससे अच्छा. एंड देन लुकिंग एट देम सिंह, आजकल के बच्चे ऐसे क्यों हो गए हैं ये. सो रेडी टू चेंज, रेडी टू चेंज. आई एम टेलिंग यू, गोइंग थ्रू अ वेरी क्रूशियल टाइम. एनीवन हु टेक्स अ यू टर्न राइट नाउ विल बी एबल टू सेव देयर चिल्ड्रन फ्रॉम. एनीवन हु सेज नो नो आई डोंट हैव टाइम फॉर ऑल दिस, यू आर चीटिंग योर सेल्फ बट यू आर ऑल्सो चीटिंग देम टू होम यू कीप सेइंग आई लव यू सो मच. Because if you love them so much, then nurture them, parent them with that highest vibrational energy. Do you remember those two plants we saw yesterday? One was in the meditation room, the other one was in a normal room. Not that there was any negative words given to that. If two plants are growing differently, now instead of two plants, put your child there in two different vibrations. In one vibration, the child will flower like this, bloom. And in the other, it is like this. And who's responsible for that? Don't say peer pressure, academic, ye sab jhoot hai. This is not true. Because why I'm telling you, we see every day at the center, any parent who starts meditation, the first thing that happens is their children change. First thing. Because vibration, no. Connection is very deep. So here battery charge hoti hai, par yahan wali battery charge hone lag jati hai. Why is Prathamesh like that the way he is? Because his mother has parented him that way. Today he can stand in front of any number of people, answer any question with self-respect and dignity, not feeling inferior in any way, not feeling lesser in any way to anybody, not feeling I am a victim, life has not been fair to me. Imagine at 14 months to go through a brain surgery, at 8 years again to go through a brain surgery. It's not a small thing. But do you see any trace of that victim feeling in him? No. So it's not about how he speaks, it's about who he is. That is why those words touch us. Words have a vibration, and the vibration is of the soul. So he is living through his self-respect. The world might say bichara, and he says like, I am perfectly fine, tum bichare honge. If you are looking at me like this, then tum bichare ho, because you are not able to see me. And that is why. Just raise your vibration. The first ones to benefit are going to be your children. The world next 10, 20 years is not easy. That's the world in which your children are going to go to work. If they can't handle exam pressure, how will they handle what's going to happen now? Theek hai? Ready to do it for them? Now can we stop saying I don't have time? Can we stop that line now from today? Prioritize that there is nothing more important than my energy field, your aura. Visualize this energy circle that we have. All of us have an aura, right? And what is the color of that aura? It is the color of who I am here. So when we see the pictures of deities, of prophets, what's the color of their aura? White. And how is their hand? Like this, giver. So those who are going to be givers, high spiritual intelligence. High spiritual intelligence. This, the world that will start with all the artificial intelligence that you are creating, probably we are going to create a world where intelligence might not be a priority anymore. But that's going to be the time where emotional intelligence will become the priority, where intuition will become a priority. And so for them to be able to do it, we will need to do it, no, first. We will need to do it first, and then it will come natural for them. Okay? Now just look at your family. Now don't look at them as relationship labor. Soul on a journey, soul on a journey, soul on a journey, soul on a journey, soul on a journey. Their journey is not only these 10-15 years that they were born into your family. Easy to see the difference? Any couple sitting here? Anybody? Couple? Khade ho jao ek minute. Married since how long?
12 years.
12 years. Okay, now everybody see your life. 12 years, this soul and this soul living together. Even in this lifetime, they didn't start living together right from the time they came in this body. Okay? So what age you got married? 24. So roughly she must be also 22, 23. So 24, 22, 23 years, completely different life, different situations, different parents, different surroundings, everything different. Before that 100 years 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 different. How many recordings on every soul, these two of them? How many recordings on both of them? Recordings of many lifetimes and 24 years of this lifetime. And now these two souls come to live together. So if you look at like a CD, how many recordings, how many songs on both the CDs? How many songs on both the CDs? Completely different songs. And one day, Panditji said, Chalo, Tathastu, now live together. And then they look at each other and say, how can you be like this? And then she looks at him and like, I was also thinking of the same thing. How can you be like this? Which means, how come your song and my song is so different? How different can our songs be? Now go back and check your and your spouse's songs. How different are the songs? Kitne different hain? Thode different, bahut different, ya bahut different? Kitne different? Bahut different, ha. Thode to same honge. इसलिए तो जन्म पत्री मैच करवा के शादी करते हैं. बट यू नो वॉट, नो गारंटी. बिकॉज इवन इफ आई हैव अ पर्टिकुलर संस्कार द डे आई एम गेटिंग मैरिड, नेक्स्ट ईयर आई लूज माई जॉब, माई संस्कार हैज गॉन चेंज्ड. बिकॉज माई माइंड इज डिपेंडेंट ऑन द आउटर वर्ल्ड. सो डोंट से पहले तो आप ऐसे थे, अब तो आप बदल गए. दे आर गोइंग टू चेंज. वी आर ऑल गोइंग टू चेंज, वेदर दिस वे और दिस वे. ईदर वी गो डाउन और वी गो अप. वी आर गोइंग टू चेंज. नोबडी रिमेन्स लाइक दिस. कोई भी ऐसे नहीं रहेगा कभी भी. सो इवन दिस एक्सपेक्टेशन दैट दे शुड बी हाउ दे वर दैट टाइम व्हेन आई मेट देम इज इमेज ऑफ व्हाट आई वांट द पर्सन टू बी एंड माय अटैचमेंट टू दैट इमेज. पहले तो आप ऐसे बात किया करते थे एंड नाउ बिकॉज आप ऐसे बात नहीं करते, मीन्स यू डोंट केयर फॉर मी, मीन्स यू डोंट लव मी, मीन्स यू डोंट रिस्पेक्ट मी बिकम्स माई सॉन्ग. एंड द अदर पर्सन ट्राइज सो हार्ड दैट हाउ एम आई सपोज टू प्रूव टू यू ऑल दिस. No, but you're not like that. My attachment to the image of how I want the person to be. Remember, they are a soul on a journey. Now tell me, how different will their songs be? Is there any sanskar which is absolutely different? Is there any sanskar which is absolutely identical? Have you taken time to even see each other's sanskar? You know, when we got to see our sanskars were when we were in the lockdown. Yes, how many of you felt you got to know the other person better in the lockdown? Yeah, see. But that was a very beautiful period. Some people, we know some people who actually healed conflicts during lockdown. And there were some people who decided to separate during lockdown. They said, you are like this, I didn't know. Because we used to meet only at 8 o'clock in the evening, no. So how would I come to know? And lockdown was suddenly everyone. So now, these two CDs get married. They have different songs. They're trying to adjust with each other's songs. They're trying very hard, you copy my song. They say, no, easier, you copy my song. Relationship means nobody needs to copy each other's songs. But relationship means I will need to accept the other person's song and learn to continue playing my song. And if my song is not right, I can change my song. But to say you become like me or you will, that is not going to happen. We'll see that later. Now, within a few years, there is a third CD which came home. Do you have your third CD? Yeah, okay. Right? Now, 9 months, they thought a blank CD is going to come. And so, mera bacha aisa hoga, mera bacha aisa hoga, mera bacha aisa hoga. Fir even hum usko ye banayenge, hum ye karenge, wo karenge. Any of you got a blank CD? No. Because it's not a blank CD. It's just the baby's, the child body. Soul on a long, long, long journey. So now comes a third CD with a completely different set of sanskar and karma. How many of you have 2 children? And how many of you feel your 2 children are different from each other? Different? Better. Now ever thought, why are they so different from each other? Born to the same parents, in the same house, brought up in the same environment, with the same resources, given the best of everything the same, and given the same nurturing. Why are they so different? Because they're only playing the role of 2 children in the same house now. Before this, different. Now if you start looking at them with that understanding, it becomes so easy to understand the other person. Because now you're not saying, my child should be like this. No, you say, okay, this soul got this sanskar sometime. And now because I am playing the role of nurturing, I'm going to help this soul to change that sanskar. Let's say, for example, look at how many different ways today death happens. Just look at the different ways in death happens. Very rarely is it a natural death now. It's achanak, achanak, achanak. War in one country going on since so many months. Can you imagine in what state of mind people leave the body? Fear is not the only one. They've seen so much before that. Now even look at a simple thing. You must have seen last few months back during the rainy season, there was a video, it went viral, where a family was near a waterfall having a picnic. Anyone saw that video? Yeah? Okay, now just put yourself in that place and see what life is. Picnic, five of a family eating, pani bhairai, having a great time. And suddenly, within a few seconds, what happened last week, Bangkok? Within a few seconds. Everything happens within a few seconds. And in those few seconds, that soul leaves the body. But what happens before they are just leaving? Can you visualize standing on the waterfall? What would have happened just before leaving the costume? Fear. What happens that time? Panic. If you are holding your child's hand just before leaving, and the child literally slips out of your hand into that water before leaving, what's going to get recorded? What's getting recorded? Fear of losing people. And this is only one recording that has happened only while leaving. Imagine how many recordings have happened in one lifetime. Now, only if we see the last recording, and now this soul enters into the womb of a mother, comes to your family, everything perfect, family perfect, parents national level swimmer. And they've already started deciding, my child is going to be, my child, I didn't get to go to the Olympics, my child will go. Good thought, pure thought, beautiful. Now, baby born, 3 years old, they take the child to the swimming pool first time. What is the child going to do looking at water? What's the child going to do looking at water? Cries and runs away. Parents like shocked. Mera bachcha pani se darta hai. Mera bachcha pani se darta hai. Now there is fear, there is worry, there is criticism, there is comparison, there is ridicule. Darpok, pani se darta hai. Usko dekh, wo kitna bahadur hai, tu kitna darpok. All this because, now if somebody had to gently go tap the shoulder of that parent and say, aapko yaad hai, wo waterfall mein, wo bahut atma unne shareer chhoda tha, ye wo wali atma hai. Now what will happen to the parent? No, shift. One piece of knowledge, understanding, what will happen to the parent? Will they still fear? Will they still panic? Will they still criticize? Will they still ridicule? No, what will they do? Compassion, empathy, acceptance. This is power. And that is the reason why people go and get past life regression done. We don't need to get it done and we shouldn't get it done. We don't need to get it done. We just need to understand. Don't need to know what exactly happened. Why do we need to know what exactly happened? We just need to understand something happened. Now, fear of water is easy to understand. But this child who will come into this family will not just have fear of water. They will have fear of losing people. And this fear of losing people, if it is not healed by the parents, it converts into an obsession in marriage. And this obsession can actually lead to violence in marriage because that becomes a sense of control. You're always with me. You'll never leave me. And in that case, all these cases, it's the other person thinks I am the victim of this kind of behavior, but the reality is that soul is the victim of their past recording. Will anything change now? Will anything change now? From expectations, we shift to trying. Just gently try. You might not get all the answers the first time, but gently try what must have happened for them to be carrying this kind of a sanskar. Something has happened. Some people fear trust. Now one spouse trusts blindly, the other spouse just cannot trust the other person. It's like, you don't trust me. Please remember, it's not they don't trust me. It's just that they don't have that song of trust. But we always like to take it to me. It's about me. No, it's not about me. It's about them. It's about them. Start looking at them. Don't always say, this is me. It's not me. It's they. What are they going through? Now close your eyes. Go home. Don't fall off to sleep. Just go home. And now just look at those two, three, four members in the family. Just a slight different way. They are a soul on a journey. A journey that I don't know anything about. I have no idea what this soul has seen on this long journey. Absolutely no idea. It is beyond our imagination what all they could have seen in so many lifetimes. They could have seen betrayal, they could have seen cheating. They could have seen a lot more than that. We don't talking about it. They could have gone through something which has made them very insecure right now. It's made somebody very quiet. It has made somebody not able to trust people easily. It has made someone very dominating. Every pattern of theirs, every sanskar of theirs is a recording on the soul of past lifetime situations. Now, just choose one of them and choose one particular sanskar of theirs. We are not going to call it wrong anymore, but we are going to say which we are going to help them to change. Choose one, which means choose one soul, and choose any one sanskar of theirs which you feel needs a slight change. If you've chosen, then just raise your hand so we move ahead. Okay, good, easy. Now, just look at them as a point of light. Because when you look at them as a body and as a relationship, ego, attachment, fear comes in the picture. But when I, the soul, look at the soul, I'm detached, and detachment is power. Biggest power is detachment, because detachment allows me to remain strong and empower them. So now look at that soul as a point of light. And first line, you are going to say to them, I understand you. Because often we may have thought or said to them, I just can't understand why you are like this. So just say to them, I understand you. This is love. Ye pyar hai. I can't understand you. Rejection hai. So just look at them and say, I understand. Understand means now I understand that this sanskar or this behavior is some past carry forward. I understand you. Second thought, I accept you. I accept you. Accept you means I will not create any thought of criticism, fear, insecurity, ke inka kya hoga? No. Acceptance means thoughts full stop. It doesn't mean we're not going to help them to change. That's the third step. But acceptance means, people don't understand, acceptance means accept kar le wo jaise hain. Nahin, nahin. It means man ko full stop kare from all the lower energy thoughts. Even if it is, I worry for my child. That's a lower energy thought. So first was, I understand you. Second is, I accept you. This is love. I accept you means I never create any lower energy thought. Now third, very carefully, listen, dhyan se karna hai. Whichever sanskar they are carrying, which is not a comfortable sanskar, Now we are going to create a blessing for them, which is going to help them to change that sanskar. And the method to create a blessing is, like, let's say the soul carries fear, then your blessing is going to be, you are a powerful, confident soul, which means the affirmative vocabulary. Affirmations are blessings, which means affirmations, blessings, everything is higher vibrational vocabulary. So basically, you are giving them the vitamin of which they have a deficiency. You are a powerful, confident soul. Let's say someone is feeling low, you're going to create a thought, you are always happy. Someone is not able to trust, you're going to create a thought, you are a pure soul, trust comes natural to you. Just check the vocabulary, then you can do it for everyone. Just what they don't have, we are going to say you are. Yesterday what did we do? I am. Today what are we doing? You are. Both are blessings. I am, you are. So whatever they are lacking in, we have to give them that. What were we doing earlier? We were repeating their lack. Ye kitna darpok hai, ye kyun darta hai, ye kyun dar. Every time I repeat their weakness in my mind or in my words, I am reinforcing that weakness because I am radiating that vibration of that same energy to them. And I am depleting myself, depleting them, and I am depleting the vibrations of the house. Mil gaya sab ke liye? If suppose someone is always seeking, needing, wanting approval, say you are a contented soul. Aap santusht atma hai. Easy hai ye? Okay? You just have to get the method. Then toh it's a journey of doing this. Kis kis ko aa gaya? Easy? Bahut easy hai. So you're only converting. Again, you're using that same thing ke sankalp se siddhi hone wali hai. If I keep repeating the negative word, which means whatever I feel is not perfect in them, that recording will only get repeated. So it's like two plants again. If you want to finish this plant and you want this plant to grow, stop watering this one and start watering this one. So here is a sanskar of doubt. You want to create a sanskar of trust in that soul. If you keep repeating, aap mujhe doubt karte, aap mujhe doubt karte, aap mujhe kyun doubt karte, that sanskar of doubt will get reinforced. Just stop talking about that word. And just create one thought. You trust me completely. Trust comes natural to you. Trust is your normal sanskar. You trust everyone. Just give them that vibration of trust, 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 trust. Remembering very well that every soul has those seven qualities. So you're not actually creating a new sanskar in them. You are only pressing another button in them which they already have. Every soul has those seven qualities. This is a white kapda. Every soul is white like this. Not in color. White means clean, pure. But over a period of many lifetimes, kya hua? Different daag. Now we don't look at them as white, we look at the daag. Ye bahut achha hai, ye galat hai, ye itna galat hai, ye jyada galat hai. We are only looking at daag. So the first practice we do here is, which is very empowering, which somebody does with us, then we do it with other people, that irrespective of what sanskar we can see in them, we only create a thought, pure soul, powerful soul, love, which means we only talk those seven things about them. And when we are doing that, who is the first person who is getting healed? I myself. And where is that vibration reaching? To them. And then they start healing. Now we are shifting to becoming from becoming a victim of their behavior to becoming their healer. Is that power? Is that power? Yes, is that power? If Prathmesh's mother had worried for him, or father would have worried for him, Prathmesh wouldn't have been what he is today. We did another podcast that was Sangram Singh, who's an international level wrestler. But when he was born, when he was a kid, at the age of 6 or 7, he had severe some kind of arthritis to the level that he had to be on a wheelchair. At the age of 7, that child was on a wheelchair. But in the village that he lived, it was like being a wrestler was the thing in life. And so that child also wanted to be a wrestler. And so the parents took him to the wrestling coach, and that person said, like, you can't even stand, how can you become a wrestler? So the parents took him to Delhi, saw the top doctors of the city, and every doctor said, ye theek nahi ho sakta. And then the doctors even said, he had probably 6 months to 1 year. So obviously they came back home with the child. Everybody accepted the reality, ke ye theek nahi ho sakta, and probably might not even live. There's only one person who did not accept the reality. And that person was his mother. And what the mother did was, the doctor said, malish nahi karni hai usko, na, oil malish which we do. But with her intuition or wisdom or intention or the karmic account of that soul who had come to her, she did malish many times in a day. But it was not sirf oil ka massage. Every time she was doing that, she was saying, ye wrestler hi hai. Ye desh ke liye wrestling karta hai. One soul's faith, not even that soul doing for himself, but another one doing for him, today makes him a wrestler at the international level. And this is not one story. We know so many stories like this, yes or no? Yes. Now the only thing is, this is a miracle in a physical costume. There can be a miracle in something in the doing. Each one of us is going to create a miracle in the being. And the miracle in the being is easier than a miracle in the doing. Which one is easier, being or doing? Which one is easier, from a wheelchair to make the personal wrestler on the international level, or just change your sanskar of anger to peace? Which one is easier? Don't take so much time to answer this. Which one is easier? Sanskar change is the easiest, no? So just one thought for the other person can change things. But if we say the opposite, then the opposite will only happen faster than what they would have thought. If you see somebody gets diagnosed for cancer, one person says, main bilkul theek ho jaunga. The other person says, hai, meko cancer ho gaya, ab to pata hi nahi kya hoga. So for one person the prediction was 1 year, for both was 1 year. The one who says ab to kya hai, ab to kya jeena hai, they will also defy prediction, they will leave before 1 year. And the doctor will say, itni jaldi kaise chale gaye? They easily had one more year. But their mind did not allow them to live longer. And the other person says, mujhe apne bacche bade karne, 20 saal aur to main nahi jaati. Have you heard stories who people will stay till that 20 years, the child will grow up, the soul will leave, purpose is over. So where is the power? Where is the power? Rakho ungli, where is the power? Here. That is why it is said, sankalp se srishti banti hai. Sankalp se srishti banti hai. Before returning from here, will you do this homework in the diary for your family? Yes, karenge. Whichever sanskar you feel you want to nourish them with, nurture them with, wo sanskar hai, usko aur thoda strong banana. Just make those affirmations for them. You can also ask them to start doing those affirmations. Which means if they also start doing it, magic. But don't be it like a victim, baki to sab nahi kar rahe, never mind, only one person. Sangram Singh's only one mother believed, everybody else had given up. And there are many miracle stories like this. But we are going to start making miracle a normal way of living. Now just put both your hands here like this. Now put your child on your left hand, or if you don't have a child, just put any family member, put yourself on the right hand. Now, suppose your child is going through some pain, failure, insecurity, confused. So they've gone slightly lower in their vibration. State of mind is not the happiest. When you as a parent look at them going through all this, and you have to see them like that, all this, where do you go also? Lower. If you go lower with them, that's called attachment. Attachment means we are not like this, we are like this. So if you go lower, I will also go lower. Now if the parent also goes lower, which means you worry or you fear, then what's the vibration going from you to them? Lower energy. Where will they go? Lower. And when you see them going lower, where will you go? Lower. So where are we all going? This is what attachment does. Now again, what is the need of the hour? They are going through something. What is the need of the hour? How high? How high? This is called detachment. Which is better? Which is better? This or this? This depletes. This empowers. If you are here, you will radiate power. If you are here, you will radiate happiness. Is it possible to be happy at home when your child is in pain? Happy doesn't... Ekta, we have a very wrong concept of happiness. We think happiness is excited jumping around. No. Happiness only means there's not a single waste thought. It's like sthir. Sthir. ECG, if it becomes a straight line, it's over. But mind, if it becomes a straight line, it's perfect. Not like this. So today people say life is a roller coaster. Situations can be a roller coaster. Aaj bahut achhi hai, aaj bilkul down hai. Life is here. Ek ras ekagra. Ek ras ekagra. Aise, bilkul aise. So attachment means my mind is like, suppose two children are born like this, attached physically. Hota na kai baar, paper mein dekha. What is life? Ikatthe chalo, ikatthe baitho, everything they have to do together. Comfortable? Comfortable? No. So then they are operated. They become like this. This is detachment, physical. So one can sit, the other can stand, one can go to school, the other can take chutti. Which one is better? Now similarly, two minds attached. So this mind, I am attached to this mind. Now what would this mean? बहुत ईजी करके देख लो. आई एम अटैच्ड टू दिस पर्सन. यू विल स्टॉप सेइंग दिस लाइन फ्रॉम टुडे व्हेन यू कम टू नो व्हाट इट मीन्स. आई एम अटैच्ड टू दिस पर्सन. से आई लव दिस पर्सन. द वर्ड इज डिफरेंट. आई एम अटैच्ड टू दिस पर्सन. व्हाट इज गोइंग टू हैपन? एवरीथिंग अबाउट दिस पर्सन इज गोइंग टू हैव एन इफेक्ट हियर. And that's when we are becoming victims. And that is when one word and we go talk like this. Mere ko aisa bol diya. Do you want to become like this? Do you want to become like this? Who all want to become like this? Only one way. Practice that drill of soul consciousness. Because every time you're going to practice that soul consciousness, you're going to rise above this whole web of attachments. Not just people, role, position, everything. And when you rise above, the way you play that role will just change completely. Which one will be better? Which one will be better? Here or here? Which one will be better? But you cannot do this. Detachment is one thing that we cannot do. It just happens. Anger we can work on, fear we can work on, criticism. Detachment we can't work on, that I want to get detached. It cannot happen. Detachment is power. And power only gets created when I build up my stamina. But when I get detached, now this one can be in pain and I can be in power and radiate power. This one can get angry and I can be peaceful. This one can be rude and I can be respectful. And this, when I do this, is called unconditional love. It's called unconditional acceptance. So attachment or love? Pakka pakka? 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 You're going to go back and say attachment. And that's why kaam, krodh, lobh, moho, ahankar. It is in the five vices. Vice means anything that depletes soul power. Quality means anything that energizes. So you don't have to get detached. You just have to build up soul power. Detachment will automatically start happening. And what does detachment mean? Tomorrow, okay. 1 minute. Phone uthana jara apna 1 minute. How many of you are attached to this? And that's not about the usage. We're not talking about that. Is next session, digital wellness. Attached to the phone. Now you want to check if you're attached to the phone? Just drop it. Aise karne se kaise pata chalega? That was a good one. Aise ratya. How many of you, if there is a scratch on this screen, you create 5 thoughts about it? That's attachment. Scratch yahan hai, dard yahan hota hai. That is attachment. Gaadi pe scratch lagta hai, dard yahan. So every time now you'll be able to check your long list of attachment. Jab jab wahan ka effect yahan hota hai, I am attached. And when I'm attached, I become a consumer. Wahan ka effect mujh par hai. When I am a detached person, I become an influencer. I radiate to them. To kya banna hai? Consumer ya influencer? empower. The world needs power right now. The world needs power. It could be anyone around you. It could be your colleagues. It could be your friends. It could be your children. They just need power. They have everything else. Everything else. They just need soul power. So just by working on yourself, those few minutes that you will take every day on yourself, the little practice that you will do, you will become a radiator of peace and power to the world. Isse badi seva? Isse badi seva? Aur koi ho sakti hai? Kaise hum garmi mein sabko pani pilate hain? See, compassion is our nature. So hum chidiya ke liye bhi pani rakhte hain bahar, ke chidiya kaun sa pani piyegi? Same compassion level on an emotional level. Now on your left hand, place that one person who has been wrong to you. Because in these questions, there were a lot of questions of betrayal. That betrayal could be a family member. That betrayal can be a business partner. So it could be a betrayal, it could be a cheating, it could be a wrong behavior. They let me down. Anything. Now, left hand, right hand. Why am I getting so affected by what they did? Because I am attached to them. Now suddenly I cannot do like this, theek hai? But I have to start practicing. It will again not happen in one day. But if I keep doing it, for example, I'm physically weak, I need to climb up the steps, I hold on to the railing and climb because I'm physically weak. Theek hai? But I know that this is physical weakness, that's why I'm not able to climb up. So when I am holding on to that railing and taking one step at a time, gently I will leave the railing and I will climb one step. I have built fitness. Tomorrow I will be able to leave the railing for two steps. Fourth day I will be able to leave the railing for five steps. Tenth day I will be able to walk up. Next week I'll be able to skip one step and I'll be able to walk up. And next week I'll just jump and rise there. Hoga ki nahi hoga? Yes, exactly the same. Exactly the same. Only thing is, this can happen faster than physical. Emotional is easier to do than physical. So now, they did what they did. Right or wrong is not the discussion at all. That is their sanskar, their karma. That is theirs. What is my power and what is my responsibility? If I keep consuming what they have done and I behave like the victim, then I'm going to become a victim to many, because if attached to one, I'm going to get affected by many things in my life. It's either attachment or detachment. It is not here, there, attached to one, detached. No. Soul power increases, it increases. It's not high with one, low with another one. No. Battery charged, charged with everyone. Not charged with one, discharged with another one. So it comes as a package. You practice once, it works with everybody. So now, who is the victim? They or me? If someone could betray you, if someone did not have the sanskar of loyalty, if someone has that sanskar that they could go so low to do something which was not right, we're not talking about right or wrong, who is actually the victim here? Who is actually the victim of their own karma? Who is the victim? It's they. So first of all, stop calling yourself their victim. Stop calling, say, they did wrong to me. They did wrong to their own karma first. You are still very safe because you have not done the wrong karma. At the end of it, they will move forward on this journey with their karma. But you will move forward with your karma, so you better take care of how you are going to respond to this situation. But when they did this and they are the victim of their karma, and now you become a victim of what they have done, then victim becoming is becoming your karma. So just because someone else makes a mistake, I can't afford to make another mistake. Always remember with family, they are extremely important. Extremely important. But to remember, I am with them, I am for them, but yet my journey is alone. Because in 1 second when I, the soul, leaves this costume, there is no relationship left. Wo atma to ud jati hai ek second mein. Kaun ye, kaun wo, nothing. So be with them, for them, do everything for them. But when it comes to any right or wrong, please take care of your karma and sanskar. If someone in your family is unethical, please don't agree with them. Adjust with sanskars, adapt with sanskars. With unethical, no. तो कहां सहन करना है, कहां सामना करना है. There are eight powers, and that's why it's shown as Ashtabhujadhari Devi. No, eight arms with eight weapons. Those weapons are actually the weapons of knowledge. ज्ञान के शस्त्र हैं और अष्टभुजाधारी है. पैरों के नीचे कौन था? असुर, which means vices नीचे हैं. So सहन करने की शक्ति is different, समाने की शक्ति is different, और सामना करने की शक्ति is different. When to adjust, when to face, when to confront. Many of us are adjusting with exploitation, but when it comes to sanskar, we are confronting them. No, चुपचाप सहन करो, finish करो. But when it's something wrong, when it's something unethical, whether at home, whether at work, there we are not compromising. People compromise with domestic violence for like years. लेकिन someone says one word, they'll say, no, मैं ऐसे कैसे सहन कर सकती हूँ ये बात? So no. कहाँ सहन करना है, कितना सहन करना है, कब तक सहन करना है और कब सामना करना है, this is wisdom needed for that. This is wisdom needed. Neither to exploit, but neither to get exploited. Both are equally wrong. Both are equally wrong. मैं क्या करूँ, नौकरी है तो करना पड़ा. नौकरी तो एक दिन खत्म हो जाएगी, लेकिन वो जो करना, वो संस्कार एंड कर्म साथ में जाएगा. So always remember, this is very important, but this karma and sanskar is most important for this destiny also and the destiny forward. Easy to remember? Now, what should I do when they have done this? We are not giving the answer to you. That answer has to be taken by you, because it is your situation, it is your karmic account, it is your karma. You have all different capacities. Someone can forgive, someone can forget, someone can let go. It's very easy to forgive and forget people. It's very easy, forgive, let go. But provided you're able to really forgive and let go, then it's easy. But when you start building up soul power, this forgiveness and letting go will become very easy. It's very easy. But most important, first thing, what you do is your choice. How you are going to be, you're going to decide here. Being, you're not going to become a victim of somebody else's behavior. Just say one line, their sanskar, their karma. Their sanskar, their karma. It is about, this story was about them. Everything that they did, it was their story. How I am going to be is going to write my story. My story. I am a pure, powerful being. I am a pure, powerful being. You can forgive. You can let go. You can start new beginning. But the new beginning has to be new here. Not repeating every time, every few days to them. You did this. I forgive you. No, no. Ehsaan chada ke rishte nahi bante. If you repeat the past, you're living in the past, don't live there with them. Because then the present will become very tough. Forgive and let go means after this second, that thing will not be repeated, not just in my words, also not in my thoughts. Forgive and forget means finished. It will not happen in 1 second. Make an affirmation for it. I forgive, I forget, I let go. Keep saying it every single day. Keep saying it every single day. Keep writing it. I forgive, I forget, I let go, I release. It's over. Over means not relationship over. That wound is over. I heal myself. I heal them. Now come back into that relationship with full faith and trust. Create a sanskar for them. They are a loyal soul. They are a pure soul. They are a powerful soul. Radiate that energy to them. They will be surprised what has happened to them. We have the power to change people. Like we have the power to deplete people, we have the power to energize people. Because it's vibration. Like you saw the plants. Just like that. We have the power to deplete, we have the power to energize. We will see it tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning. Till then, you will do your little homework. Write it down. which is that karmic account. Tomorrow we will discuss how to resolve our karmic accounts. Write them down, be clear, keep your list ready. So we'll see what answers to fit in there and heal that karmic account. Chalo, 1 second, Midril. White light hi rehne dena. White light rehne do. We are going to do it as if we are sitting in the office. No red light is going to be there in the office. No music will play in the office. Just in 1 second. I, the being. Now see yourself, point of light. And as I do this, I'm actually leaving that railing. I'm rising above this energy. I am a pure divine being. Say this to yourself. I am a pure divine being. Every thought is clean. My every thought is a blessing. Meri har soch har ek ke liye ek dua hai, ek aashirvaad hai. Each one of them is on a long journey. I understand them. This can be people at work, this can be friends. Just say to them, I understand. I accept you. Which means, from today, my mind is silent about your sanskar. I am the power which empowers you. I am the power which heals you. I am the power that energizes you. We're going to have our little break now, the tea break. If you feel comfortable, let's keep it in silence. Be with yourself. Think little deeper. See the thoughts that you need to change about people. Convert them into a blessing in this tea break. Write it down. Check your attachments, and it only means what all affects my state of mind is my attachment. And as you see your attachment, just write one word to make a note of it. So tea with yourself today. Is that okay? Everyone okay? Tea with yourself? How many? Tea with yourself? Tea or whatever is lined up for the break, I don't know. Is it tea? Okay, it's tea. Shanti.